Lower input costs on the horizon? With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. If that lower input cost is fertilizer, it might just could be lower in your future. Did I put enough emphasis on the maybe in that scenario? Fertilizer prices have continued their more than year-long decline through the first 2 weeks of August 2023. The University of Illinois' FarmDoc Daily website shows that on a per pound of nitrogen basis, urea and liquid nitrogen fertilizers have historically priced at a premium of 35 to 40% above anhydrous ammonia. However, the premium narrowed in 2022 as the Russia-Ukraine conflict disrupted global fertilizer markets. The premium on liquid relative to anhydrous has returned to more historical levels, while the gap has continued to narrow between urea and anhydrous prices. This is attributed to continued expansion in global production capacity combined with lower demand prospects. What does that all mean? Well, there is a continued decline in fertilizer prices, meaning improved return and income prospects as we look ahead to 2024. What's more, if that low premium on urea relative to anhydrous extends into the coming months, it may make urea a more attractive nitrogen option for farmers next year. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.